This episode of Age of Minority is sponsored by the Christian Standard Bible. The CSB is the optimal blend of accuracy and readability, providing pastors with the translation they can trust
and lay people with a Bible they can read for themselves. Find out more at csbible.com. Welcome to Age of Minority, a podcast for youth about the gospel. I'm your host, Jaquel, here with my co-host, pastor, and dad, Sean.
Jaquel!
Hey, dad.
What's going on?
What is going on? You know, just the rags of life.
Really?
Yep.
Tell me about that.
I don't know. I've been put on the spot. The rags of life, just like chugging away at life.
Have you really been put on the spot? You did know that I was going to ask you what's going on.
No, I did, but then I was expecting you to quickly shift the conversation to something else.
No. Our listeners, our loyal listeners, they want to know.
Well.
They want an insight into the life that is Jaquel Crowe.
Let me see here. Stayed up too late watching some baseball last night.
Jaquel.
But I really could not stay awake for the whole game, so I went to bed.
Listen, your mother is a bad influence on you.
Yeah, I know.
She has baseball issues.
Only when it comes to baseball, though. She's a good influence on me in every other area.
Game number 7.
Yep, of that World Series.
Are you happy with the outcome?
Yes, I am, because Houston, see, now you got me talking about baseball.
Oh, yeah.
It's your own fault.
I know.
They were the underdogs. Never won a World Series in franchise history. They needed this. I think like third longest drought out of all of the teams.
They're not that new of a team though, are they? Or they're not that old of a team, sorry. Like,
well,
how long have they been in existence?
57 seasons, I think.
They've been around for 57 years?
Yeah, something like that. It's 50 something.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Well, you are just not a knowledgeable baseball person,
no,
Dad.
I'm not. But what I would like to know is how come Texas as a state gets a team and Houston as a city gets a team?
It's the same reason like California has like 3 baseball teams and New York, Yankees,
and the Mets. Yeah, California's
the
same. California Angels? California
what?
Angels?
No, it's the
LA Dodgers and
well, there's the LA Dodgers, the Oakland A's, San Francisco.
But those are all cities. Isn't there a California team too? No?
Well, I guess the Angels could. I've never heard anybody call them the California Angels though.
Who are they?
But they're California's team. I think they might play in Los Angeles. Or maybe Anaheim.
Okay, I honestly couldn't care less about baseball, as you well know.
True.
But I do follow it because, of course, your mother likes it. And I'm called to live with her in an understanding way. So I need to understand something.
Bible references
I have to
there.
Understand something about this sport that she loves to watch. And but hey, you know me. I get some reading done while she watches the ball.
You.
And all is good. So you stayed up too late.
I stayed up too late watching baseball. Let's see. Today, just going to do some life work. Working on that Young Writers
life
Workshop. Plug. Working on a book review for the Gospel Coalition.
Wow. Oh, yeah, on a secular age.
Faith formation in a secular age.
Oh, faith formation.
Let's get this right, Dad.
You keep telling me I have to read
this
book.
Oh, my goodness. This book is stunningly profound.
Seriously,
I have not read a book this year, or at least in a long time.
You haven't read a book this year?
Shifted my thinking about a subject that I thought I knew a lot about.
All right. And you've learned you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
So true.
The more you know, the more you don't know.
Yeah, anyways. So there's that. I'm going to the gym tonight.
Wow.
Mom and I are going to have a girls' night.
Wow, girls' night. Yes, because Travis and I are going out to Thor.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Well, baseball's over, so that's exciting. I don't have to watch any more baseball.
Throwing shade on that baseball.
And, I was out for breakfast this morning with Jacob.
Yep.
And we had a good conversation about government and the gospel and
reference
how
to Bible
it
study last night.
Exactly. Yeah. And for the rest of the day, well, I'm just doing pastorly stuff.
Chugging away on that pastorly stuff.
Getting started on the old sermon, finished the Ten Commandments. That was a sad moment.
Hashtag pastor life.
Yeah, that was a sad moment. And do some marriage counseling tonight.
Yep.
That should be fun. And that's about it.
You're pastoring, I'm writing, that's our life.
It's all good. So, Jaquel, this is our 50th episode.
I know, that's pretty crazy.
We are halfway to a century of episodes.
Yeah, that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Not a century of episodes. There's no 100 years of episodes.
Yeah, this is not our 50th year of podcasting.
If we had released one episode per year.
Well, that's true.
We would be at halfway through to a century.
That
would be pretty exciting.
Very true.
But this is still exciting. 50 episodes.
Yes, and so we have a super special announcement to celebrate.
Yeah.
Our 50th episode, something that you guys are going to love.
Can you believe that Little Baby Podcast is 50 episodes old?
He's 50 years old.
50 episodes old.
He started as a baby, and now he's 50 years old.
It's crazy. So, in light of our 50th episode, to celebrate 50 episodes of Age of Minority, we are doing a Bible giveaway.
Bible giveaway.
Thanks. What?
Sorry, I just felt that like we needed a jingle or something there. We just needed something. The excitement took hold of me.
I'm not sure if that was as bad as the mailbag jingle.
Oh, it was better.
Or worse.
It was better.
I think it's probably better. But anyway,
keep going. Tell these people
we are giving away 2 CS Bibles. Can you believe it?
I can't. This is amazing.
I know. Actually, it's thanks to the CS Bible. They have generously donated these 2 Bibles for giveaways. We love the CS Bible. And we are giving away 2 CS Bibles this week. The first CS Bible.
Please tell us.
I keep wanting to call this CSB Bible, but that's calling it a CS Bible. Yeah, the first CS Bible we're giving away is a goatskin ultra-thin reference Bible.
This Bible is beautiful.
Genuine leather goatskin. This thing is amazing. Now listen, I want to give a plug for this Bible because this Bible has, since I have owned one of these Bibles, thanks to CS Bible, we love you. Thanks to CS Bible, that was as bad as your jingle.
Bad. Mine was
anyway,
better.
Since they gave us these Bibles, I have actually veered away from doing my daily devotional Bible reading on my phone.
Oh.
I'm sitting there looking at my phone, and here's this beautiful goatskin Bible sitting right next to me, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I have got to use this. So I have gone back to paper.
Wow.
Like, you can just call me Pastor Dinosaur from now on.
Pastor Dinosaur.
Back to paper. Anyway, this is a beautiful Bible. You would be very blessed to have this Bible. That's one Bible. But we're not giving away just one Bible, Janelle.
No, not
we are
one.
Giving away 2 Bibles.
2 Bibles.
The second Bible is a poppy-colored linen style. The material is linen, and it's poppy color, and it is a She Reads Truth Bible.
Okay, just give me... I could do a whole episode on this Bible.
But you're not going to.
I have wanted this Bible for a very long time.
How long?
Like, years.
Years?
I've wanted this Bible.
Has this Bible been in existence for years?
Okay, at least a year. Okay, since this Bible was created.
Yeah,
that's
you've
true.
Wanted
it hasn't
one.
Existed for years.
Yeah.
I've wanted one. And people that I really love have contributed to it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous Bible. And we have no Lifeways near us. And so I just have never got one. But this Bible, seriously, my dreams came true when I got to own one of these Bibles for myself. So, ladies out there,
yeah,
you need this Bible.
Or gents, you might like to win this Bible so you can give it to your mom.
Yes.
Your sister.
Your grandma.
Maybe if you're of the correct age, your wife. Maybe one of the youth pastors out there listening could win it, give it to his wife.
Yep.
This was a real bummer for me because, you know, I had planned to buy one of these for mom.
I know.
And I had been holding out. I hadn't got around to ordering one yet. And then CS Bible one-upped me.
Yep.
They sent us one, and so, and then...
Yeah, what a real bummer.
Actually, they sent us 2, and so I didn't get to give it to mom. CS Bible beat me to it. But
yeah, and now mom loves the CS Bible more than you.
That was just really hurtful. And I know it was said in jest. But anyway, so yeah, so this is exciting. So this is what you need to do if you want to win one of these 2 beautiful Bibles.
Please,
we are
going to
do a draw from all the names of all the people who enter our email list.
Email list. This is new. You might be thinking, hey,
whoa,
we've never heard these people talk about the email list. Sorry, Dad. I'm just
hijacking
this
conversation. What's this email list about?
What is email? I know
email?
Some of you young people might be like, well, I don't use email anymore. That's for Pastor Dinosaur. but email is the new way to stay in contact with people.
Actually, it's the old way.
But it's still
it's
the way.
It's a good way.
It's the good way.
Yeah.
So we have started an Age of Minority email list, and if you join this email list, you'll be entered to win the draw, and you will also get updates when we post a new episode each week, and we will also keep you apprised of when we do other potential giveaways in the future.
Oh yeah,
just throwing
that out.
Yep. And any other exciting announcements we have. So you can do that by going to ageminority.com and going to the top menu.
Jaquel, I'm going to make this more
simple. Okay,
you just
go
to ageofminority.com/email.
Wow, that is extremely simple.
Slash email.
Just there you go.
Or you can go to the website and you'll see on the top, join our email list, click on there, so on and so forth. But you just type in ageofminority.com/email.
That's what you got
to
do.
You go in, you'll hopefully, if I get them up on time, you'll see the two pictures of these beautiful Bibles we're giving away.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'll see down below where you just have to put in your name, your first name, your last name, and your email address.
That's
and
all we need.
Click submit. If you don't click submit, we're not going to get it.
That's true.
Click submit.
Do you want these Bibles?
Yeah.
And everybody, your answer is
yes. You want these Bibles.
I don't care what you think. The answer is you want these Bibles. So join our email list, and we will contact the winner via email.
Yeah. And when what did we decide? You've got to enter before the next episode comes out, right?
Before Friday, November.
I'm looking quick. Friday, November 10th. Friday, November 10th. So you have until Friday, November 10th to enter. Jaquel, what happens if they don't enter our email list?
If you do not enter or
join our email list,
enter the contest, you will not get to win these Bibles.
And you'll have no chance.
And I'm so confused why you wouldn't want that, because as you've just heard us say, we love these Bibles. They're amazing.
You know what they say? You lose 100% of the contests that you don't enter.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's like the motivational thing I have up on my wall.
All right, Jaquel. So now that we got that out of the way, we're excited about that. But what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we are actually talking about youth pastors.
Youth pastors.
And the reason we're talking about that is because you wanted to talk about it.
I thought it was a great idea for a few reasons. The first reason is that October was Pastor Appreciation Month. I'd love to know the history where Pastor Appreciation Month came
up. That I don't know.
But anyway, and our church, as they do each year, they gave me a gift to show their appreciation.
Yep.
I know I'm appreciated at our church. My church, you know, makes me well aware of the fact that they appreciate all the efforts I put in and God's calling on my life. But they give me a demonstration of that appreciation, and that means a lot to me. And so I thought we could talk about youth pastors for that reason, because a lot of times youth pastors don't receive the appreciation they should receive.
That's sad.
And also, back when we were in Charleston, we got to hang with some youth pastors.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
They were very cool.
And I just thought we need to do an episode about youth pastors.
Yeah,
because, of course, we're speaking to youth.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them have youth pastors, but also we have some youth pastors who listen in.
Yep.
So, what were you going to say?
That's exactly. I was just going to say, I know we have lots of youth pastors who listen. So, is a shout out to them, too.
Yeah, so we're going to have some chit-chats.
Some chit-chat.
Yeah, that's what you always say. About youth pastors and how we should think about youth pastors, what a youth pastor is, I don't know, whatever other questions and answers. This is a pretty off-the-cuff episode. We're just having a chat.
A chat
about this. And we don't have any long, thought-out, expansive ideas on this, but I definitely have lots of thoughts on this. And I think some things that will be helpful to our young listeners, and also will be an encouragement to our youth pastors, because we appreciate youth pastors.
Yes, we do.
So, Jaquel, maybe you might start by telling us, what is a youth pastor?
A youth pastor is a pastor who ministers primarily to youth.
They serve primarily youth.
Yes.
Okay, I would appreciate, can you please read that verse that we found that addresses youth pastors? That one that mentions the youth pastors?
Yeah, Hezekiah.
Hezekiah chapter 12?
Right, that's the one.
Can you go to that?
No. Because it doesn't exist.
But what about that other verse that where it talks about youth pastors and how we have to have youth pastors?
No, that one doesn't exist either.
What about that other one we talked about?
There is no verse in the Bible that specifically addresses youth pastors.
Oh, so what is the point of this episode if there's no such thing as youth pastors according to the Bible?
It's that a youth pastor is a pastor.
Exactly.
And the Bible does talk about pastors.
Exactly. That's the most important point I think I want to make on this episode. It's that a youth pastor is a pastor.
Yeah.
They're a pastor. They are not a lesser than pastor. I think oftentimes, you know, there's the pastor and then there's the youth pastor.
Yeah.
And there's the real pastor. And then there's the youth pastor. Yeah. I think that does a terrible disservice to youth pastors. I think it's entirely appropriate for a pastor to focus on ministering to young people.
Mm-hmm.
But if we begin to say that there's different classes of pastors, I think that's terribly unhelpful. According to the Bible, a pastor is a pastor is a pastor. And so I want to encourage our youth pastors out there that are focused on youth to recognize that you're just as much of a pastor as, say, the lead pastor, or sometimes they call them the senior pastor. Sometimes they just call them the pastor and then the youth pastor. But a pastor is a pastor. And I think that it is a very noble task when a man feels called to pastor young people in particular. Mm-hmm. And I think also we should recognize that just because you are a pastor that focuses on ministering to young people, that does not prohibit you from pastoring other people as well. It can't be like, oh, sorry, what's your birth date? Show me your birth certificate. Yeah. Oh, sorry, you're 19. I can't pastor you anymore. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we just want to recognize that there's nothing wrong with youth pastors, the title, even youth pastor, that's entirely appropriate, but we should recognize that you are just as much a pastor as anybody else. Now, Jaquel, you shared something interesting with me this week. I was going to actually have a conversation about where did the whole idea of youth pastors come from, mm-hmm. because I have no idea, except that I imagine it has to be a fairly recent development. So you're reading this book. What's it called again?
Faith Formation in a Secular Age by Dr. Andrew Root.
And it just so happens that he addresses where the whole idea of youth pastors came from. So why don't you share a bit about that?
Certainly. Well, you are accurate
Certainly.
In believing that youth pastors are a rather recent invention, institution. One thing is that ministry to youth is not new. Faithful discipleship of young people is something that has been going on in the church since it was instituted.
Yeah, the church has always been concerned about serving their young people.
Yeah, and parachurch organizations have, I mean, that's a whole other conversation.
Have we done an episode on that before?
No, we haven't. Wow, there's a reason.
Oh, no, we're gonna. That. Oh, yeah.
Anyways, they have been doing, like, specific youth outreach earlier than there were youth pastors. But youth pastors themselves, hiring one person to specifically serve young people in the church, was a Californian creation.
Those crazy Californians!
Yes, in the 1960s.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to just read a sentence or two from Dr. Andrew Root, Faith Formation in a Secular Age, where he talks a little bit about this origin of youth pastors. So he says here, parachurch youth ministries and denomination or synod-focused youth work had its foothold in more Eastern locales. But hiring a particular individual for just your congregation, turning the page there, was a Californian creation. And then he goes on to talk a lot about this. And the history of how this actually arose, not so good.
It's not great, is it?
You can read more about it, but it was in denominations and churches that were not always so faithful to scripture, and the reason that many of them hired youth pastors were, again, not really for great reasons. Mm-hmm. It was because, and this is what this book talks a lot about, is this growing cultural obsession with young people, that young people are going to save the church and they're going to save the world. But that doesn't mean that youth pastors themselves, that role is bad.
Yeah, yeah. The origin of something doesn't necessarily suggest that that thing in its present situation, its present state, and its present form is necessarily bad.
Exactly.
So what we want to do today is, like I said, we want to encourage youth pastors. We want to talk about youth pastors. We want to talk about how young people should interact with youth pastors. So the first thing that I think that we should recognize is that the qualifications to be a youth pastor, if a youth pastor is a pastor, then the qualifications to be a youth pastor should be the same as the qualifications to be a lead pastor. Now, by that, I'm not talking about seminary degrees. I am talking about biblical qualifications. And so the place we go to for biblical qualifications for pastors would be 1 Timothy chapter 3. And Jaquel, could you read that for us? I think probably start at verse 2.
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I'm going to do.
Great, thanks.
Okay, so an overseer, another term for pastor, therefore must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, self-controlled, sensible, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not an excessive drinker, not a bully, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not greedy. He must manage his own household competently and have his children under control with all dignity. He must not be a new convert, or he might become conceited, and he must have a good reputation among outsiders so that he does not fall into disgrace and the devil's trap.
Okay, so yeah, like Jaquel said, three words in the scripture that are used interchangeably to refer to a pastor. One is overseer, one is elder, and one is pastor. Now, I know some churches have a distinction between elder and pastor, but scripturally speaking, I think that it's been pretty clearly demonstrated that elder, pastor, overseer all are referring to the same office. So one thing I want to note there about those qualifications, Jaquel, can you tell me what was the emphasis of those qualifications?
character.
Yeah, character. It's all about the character issues. Now, there's one thing that they must be able to do. What is that?
Teach.
Yeah, they must be able to teach, but all of the issues are character. And so it doesn't say they must have a seminary degree. It doesn't say they've had a certain amount of years of experience in a position. All it addresses primarily is character issues. And so, of course, if we're going to call somebody to be a youth pastor, or we're going to call somebody to be a lead pastor, wouldn't we want them – wouldn't we – isn't it incumbent upon us that we require them to have the same character qualifications?
Yeah.
And likewise, shouldn't they both be able to teach?
Yep.
Of course, because while the lead pastor may take the pulpit more often, the we are charging that youth pastor with teaching our young people.
Yeah.
And now, okay, this raises an interesting point, and this is something I think that I've talked to a lot of youth pastors about, and that is that youth pastors are not the primary teacher of the young people.
Yeah, that's something we've talked about too on the podcast.
Okay, so this does not we want to make sure that youth pastors realize that they should not minimize the role that parents have, and also that the lead pastor has in preaching from the pulpit, but. But we also don't want to go too far the other way and realize that, and we want to make sure we know that the youth pastor has a responsibility to teach those young people. Mm-hmm. I know that there's many places where youth ministry becomes defined by pizza parties and games.
Yeah.
Right? Pizza parties and games. Four on the couch, man. You never heard of Four on the Couch. That was a game we always used to play in youth group. And I think sometimes youth pastors can become get to the point where they feel like they're just, you know, basically social directors. They're entertainment organizers, and that's what they need to focus on. But no, that's not the case. They need to focus on teaching their young people the truths of the Word of God.
Yeah, and this is something that I've written a lot about. We've talked a lot about the fact that young people need to be challenged. They need to be taught. But they are capable of learning theology. They're capable of being taught the deep truths of God. And if you have been entrusted with the care of these young people's souls, these young people who are in one of the most formative stages of their lives, who are most easily influenced, you have a great, great task here.
Yeah. And so let me just back up a little bit. I know we've kind of veered into the second thing we want to talk about, which is roles and responsibilities. But let me give a word to our youth pastors out there. Focus on character.
Yeah.
Focus on character, integrity, seek the fruits of the Spirit, and seek to work on your own spiritual life. Do not get so busy in all of the tasks that you have as a youth pastor. And I recognize you have a lot of extra tasks that other pastors do not have. Do not get so caught up in those things that you do not have time to care for your own soul. And if your church is expecting too much from you so that you do not have time each day to feed yourself from the Word and spend time in prayer yourself, if you don't have time to nurture and cherish the spiritual disciplines, then you need to make changes. Focus on your character. But moving on to roles and responsibilities, Jaquel, I would like for you to read for our listeners 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, because I think that is where we want to go if we want to know what a pastor should do. If we go to 1 Timothy 3, we see what a pastor should be, but 1 Peter chapter 5 tells us what a pastor, a youth pastor, anything pastor, should do.
I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory about to be revealed. Shepherd God's flock among you, not overseeing out of compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not out of greed for money, but eagerly. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's it right there. You shepherd the flock. Shepherd, pastor, that's the word right there. Pastor the flock. Shepherd the flock. What do? You pastor. You lead the people that God has given you as an under-shepherd. Jesus, of course, is the chief shepherd. And your role, whether you're a youth pastor, again, whether you're an associate pastor, assistant pastor, I don't know what the difference between those two ones are, whether you're a lead pastor, whether you're a senior pastor, now they got executive pastors. I don't know what all these... things before them are, but if you are a pastor, you are called to shepherd the people of God. And if you're not doing that in some way, shape, or form, then you're not a pastor.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate youth pastors because they're shepherding the young people in our congregations, together with the other pastors,
right?
You know, but they're focusing on the young people. So the roles and responsibilities, primarily, it's to shepherd, to pastor. And we're not going to get into all the things that that includes. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, it includes teaching them. It includes leading them. It includes being an example to them.
Yeah, that's one that I actually, it stuck out to me this time and one thing that I wanted to hit on. Because, again, especially going to the fact that young people, we are very easily influenced. And youth pastors have a huge influence over their young people.
Oh, yeah.
And being an example to them, that is a really, really big, serious responsibility that you need to consider with some weight. Because I know some youth pastors and youth workers may feel like they always want to relate to their young people and so always want to be seen on the same level and as a friend. And sometimes that can backfire a little bit because the young person is looking up to them so much as an example that, you know, things may be miscommunicated. And you need to remember that these young people are watching your every move and they are modeling words, actions, decisions based on how you act and speak and think about things.
Yeah, and we're called to be examples to the flock. I mean, those young people, they should be watching you to see how you live, and they should be seeking to follow your example. I mean, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. If you are following Christ, your young people should be looking at you and following Christ along with you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great point. Like you say, they're very much watching you and watching your example. So realize that that's a huge responsibility. Don't ever let anyone minimize the responsibility that you've been given as a youth pastor, which is really the last thing we want to address. And this really applies mostly to the young people that are listening here. And that is that your youth pastor deserves your respect and your submission. You know, we were talking last night at Bible study from Romans 13, and this is in a government setting where we're told to pay respect to those who you owe respect and pay honor to those to whom you owe honor. And that's referring to people in government. But also this applies in the same way to pastors. They are in authority over you. Your youth pastor has been charged with caring for your soul. And for that reason, the author of Hebrews tells you to submit to him, to your pastor. And so I think that sometimes young people just think, well, you know, like you said, Jaquel, the youth pastor, well, he's my friend and we're buddies. And that's great. You should be friends with your youth pastor. But you should remember that they are in authority over you. And you are called to submit to them. I mean, their responsibility is to care for your soul.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those looked up? Hebrews? Do you have one? 1 Timothy 3? Or
I do, yeah.
Okay, give us 1 Timothy 3, verse 1.
So it says, this saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to be an overseer, he desires a noble work.
Yeah, your youth pastor has a noble task. He has a respectable, an honorable task to care for your soul. And so as Hebrews 13:17 says, you know, you should seek to submit to him. So you know, don't minimize the calling that God has put upon his life. Do not think of him as a junior pastor. Think of him as a pastor and give him the respect and honor and be submissive to him for the sake of Christ.
Yeah, and I think that looks a little bit different than we've talked about obeying and submitting to your parents.
Yeah.
But I think there is a little bit of that honor that we don't give youth pastors. Like we think about our parents in a certain way that, you know, they just inherent in their role, they deserve our honor and our respect, even if we don't always agree with every single thing. And in that way, it is the same with pastors. With your youth pastor, there is honor and respect inherent in their role. And so the way that you speak to them or even interact with them on social media and stuff, I mean, they are your elder in a sense, and they deserve your obedience and submission.
Yeah. So, I mean, we really hope that this episode has been an encouragement both to youth pastors and to youth.
Yeah.
And if you have any thoughts on this, we'd love to hear from you. We always love to hear from youth pastors.
Yeah.
We hope that we're an encouragement to them, and we really want to encourage you and thank you for the work that you do in serving Christ's church by focusing on serving young people. Because, of course, that's what we're all about, serving young people here at this podcast. This is a podcast for youth about the gospel.
Amen.
And so if there's other things things that we can address that would be helpful to you, please send us emails either at Sean or Jaquel at Age of Minority.
Or if you are on our email list, you could just respond.
Exactly.
Or reply to that email. All you have to do is hit reply and
really?
Boom. Yep.
And they
you
just...
will email. It'll come to me. But
wow.
I'll share it with
you.
No, Dan,
but that's cool. So through MailChimp, even though it's all done through MailChimp,
yep.
they the email comes back to you.
Yep, it's true.
Wow, that's pretty sweet.
It's the magic of email, Dan.
Yeah. This crazy magical world we live in.
I know, technology.
Here
right?
I am reading off of paper. What is that?
I know, Pastor Dinosaur.
Anyway, so yeah, don't forget to enter our email list. All you youth pastors, get on there. You can win these Bibles, one for yourself, one for your wife.
Yeah.
Man,
or use them as giveaways for your youth group.
Giveaways for your young
your youth
people.
Will love you.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you enter before, what did we say?
Friday, November 10th.
But, you know, now they've listened to the episode, they got some time. What should they do now, Jaquel?
Oh, they might as well hit up that old social media, because we know you youth pastors and you young people. I mean, you're hip with the social media, the Facebook, even though nobody uses Facebook anymore. Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, hold
but
on.
We still use Facebook.
Quick interruption here.
Yes.
So,
quick interruption.
Any ideas what picture we have to look forward to on Instagram?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if he even got any ideas for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. I remember talking to him and he's like, where am I going to find a picture of a youth pastor?
That's a good one.
That would be my brilliant photographer brother, Travis Crow, who yeah. is running our Instagram now.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see, man, that last one with the nail on the...
Oh, yeah, he did that on our shed. That was so impressive.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, what will he have for us this week? Yeah. You better go to Instagram and you better find out.
But the pictures that we will put up, hopefully,
yes.
they'll definitely go up on our social media, but if I get them up on our website, the pictures of the Bibles, you will think that those are professional pictures done by some company, photography company, but no.
My bro did them.
He did those. He just, yeah. man, nailed those out of the park. I said, Travis, I need some pictures of these Bibles. And he nailed them, man.
Nailed
them. Just like Luther nailed
exactly.
it to the door.
Nailed those theses.
Anyway, so yeah, they go to social media. What else should they do?
They can also leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah. You,
oh,
man,
there's
do
a
you
great
know,
website.
We're up to 28.
Wow, that's great.
50 episodes, but only 28 ratings. Now,
yeah.
they're all 5 stars.
Yeah, I saw a podcast today, and they have over 500 reviews. So.
People, come on, get on there. Listen, if you appreciate this podcast, this really does help that. I know
it really
you always hear that, but it will get this out to more people. It will raise us on the ratings. And then when people go to look for a podcast, boom.
It is a free way
there,
to show your support.
Yeah.
So there we go. And you can also always visit our website, ageofminority.com, and leave us a comment.
Oh, yeah. But make sure, ultimately, you join our
exactly.
mailing list.
Exactly. We really do not care about anything else unless
no.
you join our mailing list.
Yeah, because we want to give away these Bibles.
We do.
So anyway, and are we going to announce the winner?
Yes.
I guess
we'll announce the winner next week.
But how are we going to do that?
No, maybe we'll just have to wait for another week and announce the name.
Or maybe we'll just post the winner on social media.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure.
I mean, of course, seeing as we have your email address, we'll email you whoever the winner
yeah.
is. But then maybe we'll post the winner's name.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds like
and we'll talk about it sometime.
Yeah, we'll post Travis's sweet picture of the Bible and the winner.
Oh, wow, this is going to be fabulous.
Maybe. Wow, there's exciting things.
Wow, winner. And now you get your name posted with a beautiful picture of a Bible. You need to enter this contest.
Yeah. So, until next week, Jaquel.
This has been Age of Minority.